This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How CNN's early days changed TV news during the 1980s. Discover the early days of CNN and how it revolutionized news broadcasting amidst iconic 1980s pop culture, music, and fashion. Remember when CNN was just getting started? All right, picture this. It's the early 1980s, shoulder pads are huge, neon colors are screaming for attention, and the soundtrack to your life might be a mix of Michael Jackson's Thriller and some gnarly Van Halen. While you're jamming to 80s music and watching reruns of classic 80s TV shows, something pretty revolutionary was happening on your TV screen that didn't involve neon leg warmers or mullets. Yeah, I'm talking about CNN's early days. Back then, cable TV wasn't the sprawling beast of endless channels it is today. It was more of a wild frontier, kind of like the Wild West, except everyone looked like they stepped out of an 80s movie, and their biggest weapons were remote controls and bulky antennas. Suddenly, in 1980, this new network called CNN popped up, promising news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Imagine that, the audacity. Before CNN, catching the news was like trying to catch a rare Pokemon. If you missed the 6 or 11 p.m. broadcast, well, tough luck. There were newspapers, yes. But for us hanging on every moment of 80 celebrities making headlines or stories about Cold War drama, that was barely enough. CNN flipped the script. When Ted Turner launched CNN, the idea of round-the-clock news seemed crazy to a lot of folks. I mean, who's going to watch the news at 3 in the morning? Well, apparently everyone, eventually. And this wasn't just news. It was a front-row seat to history as it unraveled. Remember the live broadcast of the Challenger disaster in 1986? That was CNN's defining moment, showing us how raw and immediate TV news could be, right in your living room. No waiting for next day's paper or the evening news. In those days, CNN's studios looked a lot less slick than today, more like a cross between a nerdy college dorm with rotating satellite dishes and a command center from some 80s sci-fi flick. And the anchors? They were eager, sometimes a little stiff, trying to figure out how to fill all those hours. They also rocked some serious 1980s fashion. Think bold ties, oversized glasses, and hairstyles that rivaled a rock band's. Of course, this was all happening while the world was obsessed with 80s pop culture, with everything from big hair and synthesizers to blockbuster 80s movies like Back to the Future and The Breakfast Club. The news was one part serious, one part spectacle, which made it way more watchable. Watching CNN was like having a backstage pass to global events and pop culture happenings all at once. As the network grew, so did the programming. More shows, more anchors, and a ton more credibility. CNN wasn't just the new kid on the block anymore. It was becoming the go-to source for breaking news, all while you were probably trying to figure out which 80s TV shows to binge next. Remember how the Cold War tensions kept us glued to the news, waiting for something to happen? CNN was right there, giving us updates as if we were front-row spectators in a very intense drama. Listening to all of this might have you nostalgic for that era. If you're into stories of growing up with all that 1980s flair, from the music that filled your cassette tapes, the fashion that pushed boundaries, to the movies and TV shows that shaped a generation, I've got just the thing for you. Check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, juggling the chaos and charm of that unforgettable decade. It's full of the vibe and spirit that made the 80s uniquely special, just like CNN was a game changer for news back then. Seriously, it's like a time capsule that'll make you smile, laugh, and maybe even reach for your old Walkman. So what made CNN's early days so special? 24/7 newsroom buzzing. The concept was brand new, and it meant the news never slept. Live events like never before, seeing big world moments unfold. Live was game-changing. A throwback look. That's part history, part nostalgia. From the clothes to the technology, you get an iconic snapshot of the 1980s. Pop culture meets breaking news. While they covered serious stuff, they also felt the pulse of the times, so connected to everything from 80s pop culture to world events. So next time you're flipping channels, take a second to appreciate that CNN wasn't just another network. It was a bold idea that changed how we consume stories. The 1980s weren't just about the coolest fashion statements or unforgettable 80s music, but also about innovative ideas that shaped the future, including how news came into our homes. Until next time, keep that neon vibe alive and maybe brush up on your 80s trivia. It's way more fun with a side of history and laughs. And don't forget to check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir for a totally rad ride through life in the 80s.